Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. How are you doing this Monday morning? It is a Coffee Chatter Internet Radio Show. I'm your hostess, Lynn Burnett. Thank you so much for joining me for the next 15 minutes of, what can I say, coffee chatter information, Hollywood fun gossip, nothing too heavy here, and, you know, our little doggy tails, and it's all here at the Coffee Chatter Show, so it's 7 a.m. Here we go. First of all, did you catch a movie this weekend? If you caught one of these top 10 movies, as they say, you were in the loop. Number one, I don't know the song, but anyway, number one movie this weekend was Cinderella, so you know what? Those little evil stepsisters and the evil stepmom and the carriage, and what can I say? It lets me know that, hey, everybody wants a Cinderella story. Some people get it, some people don't, but I think everyone wishes for a Cinderella story. Well, let me tell you, honey, ain't no pumpkin's going to turn into a carriage, so it's good to dream. Anyway, the movie Cinderella starred Cinderella, 2015, starring Lily James and starring Kate Blanchett. It raked in this weekend, along with, remember, these are all just an estimation, if I'm wrong, so sorry. It raked in this weekend, estimated over $70 million. This is right here for the good old U.S. of A. So I will be seeing that one because I love fairy tales. And number two, Run All Night, Liam Neeson's new movie. That one raked in a little bit over $11 million. So you know what? Liam Neeson, people keep saying, his movies are not raking in the money that they're supposed to rake in. But yet this man is a great actor. He's constantly starring in one movie back to back to back. And they're always in the top 10. So you know what? I don't know who's saying what, but let me tell you. He's always in the top 10 and his movies are always good. So Run All Night, Liam Neeson, that one made over $11 million there. Number three, Kingsman, the Secret Service. Of course, one of the stars of that movie is the delightful, talented Samuel L. Jackson there. And this weekend alone, it made a little bit over $6 million. Last week it was four, this week it's three. So moving on up there, another man always in the top 10. Number four, Focus, 2015, starring Will Smith. That one made just about $6 million there. Number five this week, plus one last week, so it's dropped four. Number five, Chappie. That one stars Hugh Jackman. That one made a little bit over $5.5 million there, so not bad at all for if you're a big Hugh Jackman fan there. Number six, the second best exotic Marigold Hotel. What can I say about this movie? Brilliant, brilliant, and brilliant. Judi Dench is one of the stars. Maggie Smith is one of the stars. You can't go wrong anytime you have them in anything. And you know what? This is a movie where a lot of the stars, not all, but a lot of the stars, I would say, are 50 and over. Rarely do you see a movie where they have a lot of women that are 50 and over. It's kind of a little lopsided, in my opinion. The men can be older, but they usually have much younger, you know, wives and younger girlfriends. In this case, you got a movie with pretty much the Senior Citizens Club, and you know what? It's a darn good movie. The acting's brilliant. The writing's brilliant. What can I say? The first one was brilliant. So there you have it. You know, senior citizens, they know what's going on. That's why they're senior citizens. So go see a movie. And it's a movie where you got to actually have to sit and listen and think. Kind of hard to do. Anyway, number seven, the SpongeBob movie, Sponge Out of Water. What can I say? Fabulous movie. It's good. It makes you keep you young at heart. That one made a little bit over $4 million. And you know what? The SpongeBob cartoon, it's hilarious. So, you know, there it is. Great for the kids and great for anybody just wants a good, good, silly laugh. Number eight, McFarland, USA. That is based on a true story starring Kevin Costner. That one made just about $4 million there. And anytime you have Kevin Costner in anything, you still have to think and sit, because he makes movies where he makes people actually have to sit and think. Doesn't happen too much, but that is one of them. Number 9, American Sniper. Bradley Cooper is one of the stars of that. Of course, it is directed by the handsome hunk himself, Clint Eastwood. Go ahead and make my day. That would make just about $3 million and 10. Kind of like a teenage flick, you know, I would say a very young person flick, although I've talked to a lot of teenagers and they say it's very good, The Dust. So that would make just about $3 million there. So those are our top 10. And just to let you know, number 11, finally, 50 Shades of Grey made just about $3 million this weekend, and it's bumped down to number 11. I thought that was interesting because it came in with fire, you know? So anyway, I'm feeling so silly today. All right, moving on to some Hollywood gossip. Where do we start? Okay, well, first of all, you know, Robin Thicke and Pharrell, they made the song. I forgot the name, nor do I care, but anyway, it was a song that allegedly sounded like, what's his name? I can't think of his name. Anyway, I'm doing so great today. You know, wouldn't you think, after 3 years, I would write this stuff down? Nope. And don't even send me your email telling me to write it down. Anyway, Robin Thicke and Pharrell, they have to pay royalties because, oh, Marvin Gaye. They had a song that sounded like Marvin Gaye's song. Some people said it did. Some people said it didn't. Anyway, they went to court over, and it looks like they're going to have to pay. Allegedly, the song is pretty close, and some of the notes, the beats, or whatever, however this works out. Anyway, it looks like they're going to have to cough up, allegedly, about $7 million because the song sounded too similar. But, you know, how many chords are in a song? I don't know. I mean, how many chords are there out there? It's probably, what, 10 or 12 chords? I don't know. But anyway, it's going on with Robin Thicke, Pharrell, and the Marvin Gaye family there. So, interesting. Now, moving on to some sad news. Do you remember the group Toto? Really, really good. They had a string of hits, just one hit after the others. I think back in the 80s, you know, what did they have? Roxanne, and No, I Can't Hold You Back Now, Meet You All the Way. Anyway, Toto, one of the members of Toto, he was only 59 years old. Mike Porcaro passed away. And I thought, wow, very, very young, so very, very talented. But he was surrounded by his friends and family when he did. So I just thought that was very, very sad for the group Toto. So, you know, Coffee Chatter, we like to send our condolences out to him and his family. I just thought, wow. Okay, moving on to a little bit of Hollywood gossip here. Thank goodness she was not hurt. Jennifer Aniston, allegedly, I don't know who it was, nor do I care. Everybody's safe. It looks like somebody had a little, you know, car run over some of her plants in her yard, totally by accident. Nothing was done on purpose. Nothing was done to hurt anybody's car. Kind of veered a little bit. And anyway, ran over some of her plants. And I thought, interesting. So I'm glad that, you know, she wasn't hurt. Glad that the driver wasn't hurt. And you know what? The plants were hurt, but you can always replant some plants. So there you go with the little Hollywood gossip there. Of course, there's more Nick Cannon news. Well, you know Nick Cannon, who has the TV show on MTV. I think it's MTV or VH1. I don't know. Don't care. Anyway, Nick Cannon was married to Mariah Carey. They are twins, and they look pretty cute for a minute there. But anyway, allegedly, you know, he has a tattoo on his back, and across the text of his back was, of course, the name of Mariah. So, you know, they were lovey-dovey in love and all that. Now, allegedly, since they're no longer together, he had to change his tattoo. So he just got a giant tattoo all over his back because he wanted to get rid of Mariah. Okay, now I love Mariah. She's beautiful. That's my girl. And Nick Cannon is a very, very, very nice guy. But you know what I'm saying about these tattoos? People, when you get married, you get in love, and you're all happy, and you put somebody's name across your back, down your face, down your leg, across your behind, whatever you want to put your tattoo, more power to you, because it's your body. You do your thing. But I'm just saying, you got to think about when it goes sour. You know you're going to be stuck with that person's name. Now, you know when you just break up from your regular honey bunny, you know, you don't even want to see him. Good Lord, do I want to look at his name across my back or down my leg? Nope. Don't even want to see him. Don't want a phone call. Don't want a reminder. Don't want to run into his old friend. I don't even want to see the man's dog, let alone have to have his name scrolled across my back. So I'm just saying, when you get your tattoos, you might want to think about it a little bit. That's all I got to say. All right, moving on to some coffee chatter information. Check us out at www.coffeechatter.net. Yeah, and you ask why we're .net? Because somebody else has .com. That's what that email says, so there you go. But we are coffeechatter.net. All of our information is there. We open up in June, officially in June, and we start our summer series. It goes clear up until Christmas, and we're looking very forward. Pat Day is going to lead us off with our first workshop, and again, the information will be on the website of the exact, you know, where, the when, and things like that. So that's it for our Coffee Chatter show. Thank you so much for being a loyal listener. I know a show was scheduled last week, but what could I say? It just got kind of crazy up in the Coffee Chatter staff. You know, I'm a cup of coffee. I sit back and relax. Oops. But anyway, people make it a great day or not. You know, spring is out there. Always stay and neuter your pet. A lot of stray dogs running around. That's a huge no-no because one stray dog running around picks up his little homie, and then that homie picks up his BFF, and then that BFF, they go, party's going. And what can I say? Now we got a bunch of puppies running around. You know, call animals and actors for others. Check out the Sam Simon Foundation. Do what you got to do to get little Rufus and little, you know, Scruffy spayed and neutered. All right? Children are going to school. You know it's free time, so slow down. Don't try to go around on the left-hand side when you know that people in front of you have stopped. And what can I say? Make a great day or not. Be kind. Be kind. Positive. And word of the day, a hungry monkey will eat red pepper. Sure enough, I'll say it again. A hungry monkey will eat red pepper. Yeah, I put it on you like that. I'm feeling very silly today. Thank you for joining me. I will talk to you next Monday morning. It is just about 7:15 a.m. Los Angeles, California time. I'm Lynn Burnett. Bye-bye.